Hello, good evening.
Hello.
I'm calling from Georgia's Opinion Service. Would you like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation? Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Just for statistical purposes only, can you tell me what is the year of your birth?
1970.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me in 1970 and moving forward. Now, what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian? Thank you, ma'am. And just for statistical purpose only, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm Democrat.
So how should I record your answer just for the sake of a research, ma'am? Independent,
mm-hmm.
Republican? Okay. Independent, right?
Democrat.
Oh, Democrat? Yeah. Okay. And do you lean? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
A strong Democrat. Okay, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have an associate's degree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Next, are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and in the country. And generally speaking, we're thinking about that direction in which Georgia is headed. And are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with that direction in which Georgia is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
I'm in the middle.
So neither approval or disapprove? Or
correct.
Somewhat disapprove? Oh, okay. Neither. Okay. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. Tim Scott. Have you heard of them? Have you heard
one.
Of him? 1, okay. And Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
10.
And Brian Kemp?
4.
4, okay. And Republicans in Congress in general?
I'll give them a 2.
Okay. And how warm and favorable you first toward Mr. Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
10 is the highest, correct?
10 is the highest, right?
I'll give him a 10.
Okay, how about Ron DeSantis? Same question, 0 to 10.
0.
And Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, no matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matters to you? Rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you feel that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that you feel that your vote has a lot of power from 0 to 10. Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes and issues that matters most to their community? From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful?
Somewhat less powerful.
Somewhat less. Thank you. Now, we know it's still a little way off, but what, as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using the scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there is 50-50 chance, and 10 means you will definitely will vote.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not too much, or you don't care at all who's elected president in 2024?
I care a lot.
A great deal?
Right. Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president? Or are you undecided?
I would vote for Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, for something a little different, Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or say about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
About the same. And now, I'm going to read you a list of issues. I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Okay, man? So you can use any number between 0 to 10. Job and wages from 0 to 10.
And what were the choices for need improvement?
Yeah, you think that this issue should be a top priority for Democrats? A 0 means it definitely should not be one, and 10 means it definitely should be the one the Democrats should choose as a top priority. Job and wages from 0 to 10.
10.
And reducing racism and discrimination. Same question.
10.
And student loan debt from 0 to 10.
Give that an 8.
Okay. And abortion access. You think that should be a top priority from 0 to 10?
Yeah. Okay. 10.
And climate change from 0 to 10.
That should be a 10.
And healthcare?
10.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been, have been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Any number from 0 to 10. Job and wages. You think it has been one of the top priorities from 0 to 10?
I would say 8.
Okay. And how about reducing racism and discrimination from 0 to 10?
I'll give it an 8.
And student loan debt. You think it has been one of the top priorities?
Yeah, I'll give it an 8 as well.
And abortion access. Same question.
I give that a 9.
And climate change, same question.
I give that a 7.
And healthcare, same question.
I give it an 8.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, moving forward. Okay, here we go.
Can I ask you how much longer this is going to be, because I've got to get dinner on the table?
2 minutes, and I'll be able to use all the answers you already gave me, okay, ma'am? I will speed it up. I'm going to read you, I will read a little bit faster, okay? I will read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. Now, for each law, please tell me if this has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or not at all. And a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana. President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Is that impacting your life a great deal, fair amount, not too much, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officer responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Is that affecting your life a great deal, fair amount? Not too much, not at all, never heard of it.
I'm going to say it has affected somewhat.
A fair amount? Will that be your answer?
Yeah, okay. We'll say fair amount.
Now, the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity and apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. Does that affect your life? Great deal, fair amount, not too much, not at all, never heard of it.
Great deal.
A great deal. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to read you some questions that black voters have said convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Now, please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means it's extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in November 24th. You can use any number. Black Georgians have the power to determine our future by electing who represent us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions of our own health, or we elect politicians who wants to destroy our freedom to secede. The choice is clear, and this is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. Now, how convincing is that for 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, and Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot of that will help our communities. He has passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities. How convincing that is from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, the last question is just for a statistical purpose only, but sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you did. Now, I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10?
10.
And no matter how, we know it's still a long way off, but as it stands right now, I'd like you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 election for the president, Congress, and other state and local office, from 0 to 10. 10 means
how likely am I to vote? I will vote 10.
Okay. And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not too much, or don't care at all who's elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. And how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? The New Georgia Project. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, not at all, or never heard of them?
I trust them.
You trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not too much?
A fair amount.
A fair amount. How about the Secretary of the State? How much do you trust? Great deal, a fair amount, not too much, not at all? Never heard of it.
Not too much.
Okay, how about Pro Georgia, that organization?
I trust them a great deal.
A great deal. How about Fair Fight? How much do you trust that organization for accurate election information? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or not at all? Never heard of it.
A great deal.
And Black Voters Matters, same question. Great deal, fair amount, not too much?
Great deal.
And Fair Count, how much you trust them?
You broke up. Say that again.
Fair Count, that organization.
I trust them a great deal.
Okay. And Local Board of Election in Georgia, how much you trust them?
A fair amount.
And People's Agenda, that organization, how much you trust them?
Yes, I do.
A great deal, fair amount. Not too much, not at all?
A great deal.
Okay, next question, just for statistical purpose, but thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat progressive.
Thank you, ma'am. And just for statistical purpose only, do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. It means a lot to us. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $24,000? 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84. Stop me when I get to the right account. 85
to 99. I'd rather not answer that question.
Okay, no problem. We can move forward. Okay. Now, finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023. Through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups that take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, or simply remind you of the upcoming election. As a thank you for serving as Georgia's knowledge expert, we would like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time. This concludes the service. Very kind of you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very kind. Bye-bye.